Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Jim Colony. Chris Mack, he's out on vacation. Producer Matt, he is back. Kale Berger was in yesterday. Producer Matt is back today. Good morning to you, Jim. How is everything?
Everything's great. It's great to have Matt back. Although Kale did a nice job, but it's nice to have Matt back.
It is. It's nice to have Matt back. I'm scanning the newspapers, looking through the sites. Okay, there's no real newspaper. Are you mad that there's not? Not mad, I guess. Mad's the wrong word. Your thoughts on not having a physical newspaper every morning anymore? I still struggle with it to some degree, although I've kind of gotten accustomed to it. Your thoughts, James?
Yeah, I've gotten used to it. Although we still, because I grew up on newspapers and I just don't have the heart to cancel the Post-Gazette. It's only delivered 3 days a week and pretty soon it's going to go down to two. And then I would imagine at some point it's going to become just a Sunday magazine that has coupons and the funny papers and the crosswords. But I, you know, I was always people of my generation, I was always a big newspaper guy. I find it hard to let go.
Speaking of funny papers, I'm glad you brought up the funny papers. The best comic strips. Does Peanuts rise to the top by sort of default as like the benchmark gold standard of the funny papers? Is Peanuts at the top because it's just, it is what it is?
It's been around forever.
Like, let's have that discussion. Or does Calvin and Hobbes, or like The Far Side or something? Let's talk here. Okay,
yeah.
Let's go ahead. The merits of each.
I don't really read them anymore.
You're the one that said you
read
the funny papers. You just said you read the funny papers.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I did not. I said that soon it's just that's what the Sunday paper is going to be. It's going to be like a Sunday magazine. It's going to have coupons, and it's going to have the comics and the crosswords and the puzzles. And I really don't. I kind of look at, although now, of course, Linda in the other room just picked up the funny papers and is looking at them. But I don't really look at them. I kind of look at, the thing is, the ones that are on the front are, I think, Peanuts, Beetlebit.
He's high, smoking weed already. Go ahead. Just
I got Cheerios
out of his mind.
There someplace.
Okay,
Cheerios,
go ahead.
Cheerios and orange juice.
Right.
No, I mean, that. I don't really read them anymore. I was kind of into Zippy the Pinhead for a while.
Oh, okay. Zippy the Pinhead, right?
But that was years ago.
Hagger the Horrible, I always thought was neat. Is that how you say that guy's name?
I guess, or Hager?
Yeah,
I don't know. Hager was the slacks.
Yes. How about Doonesbury?
Yeah, Doonesbury is, yeah. I mean, that's, yeah, it's political. It's, sarcastic, it's ironic, but I haven't really read that for a while either. But yeah, Doonesbury was a good one.
Calvin and Hobbes, very good. More philosophical Calvin and Hobbes, I believe. You know, that's in the Far Side too. Yes,
that's why I believe that's why they were named Calvin and Hobbes.
Uh-huh.
But if you know, philosophy and
yes,
all that stuff.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to think. BC is one that's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have like like soap opera comics.
Yeah. Oh, I know, where you had to like follow, and then the next day, like it would be a continuous sort of story. Liberty Meadows, I believe, was one of them. Right? Was that
Brenda Starr?
Yes. How about Little Abner? Did you like Little Abner?
Little Abner.
Well, I delivered the paper, so I'd read all this. I remember this. from my youth. Like all the Pogo. I think that was one of them.
Yes, Pogo by Pogo. Walt Harris. Yeah, I believe, was the guy that. I don't know why I remember. No, I might have been Walt Harris. It's Walt somebody. I've been Walt Harris.
Walt Harris.
Walt Kelly. Walt Kelly.
Yes.
The guy that did Pogo. Because they had like a frog and they had some other stuff. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones. But Peanuts was always, you know, like it was not really controversial, but when they would introduce, it was the same cast of characters for the longest time. And then all of a sudden they, you know, there's Peppermint Patty. And then, you know, Woodstock was an addition at the time, which he was probably introduced right about the time Woodstock, you know, the Woodstock.
Right.
In 1969 or so.
How about Life in Hell? Do you remember that one? Life in Hell. That was
No, I don't.
Yes, that was a good one, actually.
No, well, Blondie, that's
oh,
one.
Yeah. That had, you know, Blondie had really interesting, like, pixelated color sort of the way it was presented was very neat. I thought it was very kind of Marilyn Manson painting, sort of, like, you know, it was really interesting artwork with that Blondie. Dennis the Menace, old mainstay as well. So there was that. What about Zits? Zits was an interesting one. Do you remember that?
I never really knew it existed until I'm looking at it just now.
Yeah, Zits. That was one.
I'm trying to think.
You know, Sonic the Hedgehog had a, I remember Sonic the Hedgehog had a comic strip.
Really?
Yes. Absolutely. Family Circus, too wholesome or not?
I always found Family Circus kind of weird.
Yeah, same.
But I don't know. I never really came down one way or another on Family Circus. And there were some newer ones. I'm thinking what's in the PG here, for better or for worse. That was introduced, you know, that was not around when I first started looking at them. Because I grew up in a
sequitur. There was that one,
with
too.
A paper. Uh-huh. But we had, I'm trying to think, that there were probably 10 comic strips in my hometown paper.
Yes.
So if we got the Sunday Globe or the Herald, the Boston papers, like, they had different comics than what were in
a little racier
Sentinel.
Huh? Yeah.
So I don't know.
Dilbert. I remember Dilbert. You remember Dilbert?
Yeah, but that's one that wasn't around when I was a kid. So
yeah, I want to say Dilbert was probably around, like, in the early 90s it started, or late 80s. Because that was in the paper I delivered.
That was...
it came in.
I delivered...
No, oh man, the comic strips.
One more step.
You know, the comic strips delivering newspapers too was because they would be, you know, being the stuffers is what we called them, the Sunday kind of part, you know, and it would make your hands a different sort of, the ink would
color.
Bleed onto your hands, yeah, and then you knew that was the Sunday paper. Andy Capp, thoughts on Andy Capp? I liked Andy Capp.
Yeah. That was one that was not in the daily paper where I grew up, but you could get it on Sunday. So yeah, Andy Capp was kind of, yeah, I don't know.
Now Blondie and Dagwood were from the same family, right? Was that a sort of the same deal?
Well, they're married.
Yes. But then there was a spinoff, if I'm not mistaken. Was Dagwood, did he get his own sort of gig? Did he spin off?
There was... I'm pretty sure that there was a
Dagwood Bumstead. There was his name.
There was a TV show. Yes, there was a TV show, but I don't know which. I'm sure that the comic strip predated the television show. That was probably from like the 50s, and there was a famous instance that I've heard of when there was a newspaper strike in New York City.
Okay,
and this is way back when. This is, I think, back before TV. When LaGuardia was the mayor of New York, and he read the comics every morning on the radio to the kids, I guess that's a famous famous story I've heard.
Nice,
and you know, I mean, that's good politics when you think about it.
Oh, sure,
right? You
absolutely
pander to the little kids, and their parents will vote for you.
Yes, Andy Capp, man, I miss Andy Capp. What was that one? Beetle Bailey, right? Beetle Bailey? Yeah. I got to look that up right now.
There's Beetle right now. He's getting yelled at by the Sarge.
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of green in the Beetle Bailey. They used a lot of green ink. I remember that. Everything was an army uniform, right? In Beetle Bailey most times. I mean, he was – and then there was the guy that was in charge had, like, sort of a light brown uniform that would be yelling at Beetle all the time. You know what? I had a box out on my front porch that they would throw the papers in. The truck would come. And the trucks at that time, you remember the old Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and press trucks? They were black and gold. They were not green. They're like green now. Yeah. They were black and gold. And they'd pull up, and a guy would come up, and they'd be all bound up, and he'd throw it in this box, and then I'd have to undo their package so tight. Then if you flip them over, you can make the thing kind of pop. You flip it over.
How many times did they miss the box?
No, the box had a lid. He'd actually walk up my stairs.
Oh.
Well, what would happen was he would throw the stuffers in for the Sunday paper, I think, on Tuesday or Wednesday, and then I'd store them in that box and kind of sort them out and then keep them all week. Sometimes I'd deliver early on, like, Saturday night, that part. And then some people didn't want it. They wanted it all Sunday. But I'd keep it in that box, and I remember sitting on top of that box when I was a little kid and reading the comic strips. And it'd be around, like, Christmas time, and then some other times those ads would be so heavy in there. And I actually had to buy a push cart, you know?
Wow.
At the height of my route, I want to say I probably had 85 papers, maybe? 90 papers? Which is pretty good. Not bad. Yeah. For a little kid. Not bad. At the low end, probably, I never was below, 60 papers, which is pretty decent. Not bad.
Nice little enterprise.
Yeah. Oh, Christmas time? Man, I mean, I had more money than any kid, and I'd put it into, like, a savings account. Yes. Oh, great little enterprise. But the comic strips, the funny papers, as you call them. We just got, like, 11 minutes out of funny papers. Matt, do you read the comics? Do you enjoy the comics?
I do not.
No, not at all. No, not a big reader there.
This is my generation.
Okay. Beetle Bailey, I'm told, was Blondie's brother. Is this true? Man, it was all intertwined. Big scandal on the funny papers, I guess. Oh, all right. So Linda, was Linda reading them, or she just passed them along?
No, she just heard us talking about it and picked them up because they were – I do the crosswords.
Is it the New York Times crossword, Jim, or what crossword is it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do that. I usually can't make it past Thursday or Wednesday.
Oh,
they get harder. They get harder as the week goes on.
Huh. Okay. They take that little blue pill as the week goes on, this crossword puzzles. Good work.
I don't think that would help with a crossword.
No. Now it's syndicated, the crossword puzzles? It's from the New York Times or whatever?
Yeah. Well, there's two of them.
Okay. Is there like a easy one and a hard one? Okay.
There's Joseph crossword.
All right.
And then there's a New York Times crossword.
And Joseph is kind of the minor league one? Like, what? How does that work?
Yeah, I'm looking. Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Like, it is pink and it crawls and it's three letters, pig. Like, something like that?
No, it's not.
It's not that easy. Okay.
Yesterday's across four letters.
Uh-huh.
Penny. So that would be sent.
Oh, C-E-N-T. Got it. Okay.
Right.
And then you
look at one down. Calgary's country, Canada. So, yeah, that's pretty easy there.
Calgary is what they say there, though, Jim. So you'd
right.
be
and
Calgary.
And then West Side Story heroine, so that would be Maria. I once met a girl named Maria.
Mm-hmm. M-A-R-I-A.
So it's not as challenging.
No, it doesn't seem it. Doesn't seem it, right.
Sedan or SUV, three letters. Car.
Car, yeah. There you go. Is it car?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good work. Fan Morning Show, big show. It'll get better. It'll get better. Jeff Hathorne at 7. Jason Mackey at 8. Bryant McFadden at 9. How about one of our favorites? One of our favorites at 8:30. Here we're having at 8:30 to talk about the goalie situation.
Oh, I saw this. This is huge.
Frank Pietrangelo. Oh,
man.
How about when Frank Pietrangelo came in the studio, sat down in the waiting room, the green room. Ron Cook was writing his story. Right?
And that's right.
He said he sat across from Ron for 25 minutes on a big table. A table that you have in an office where you have big boardroom meeting table. Sat directly across in a little catty corner from him. He said he sat there 25 minutes. Ron never looked up or even said hello.
Wouldn't you even if Ron didn't recognize, I don't know if I would have recognized Frankie if he had walked in. But if I was in there doing some stuff and somebody else sat down, regardless of who it was, I just would have at least, you know, extended my hand and said, you know, hey, I'm Jim Colony. Hi. you know, something like that.
In his accent, his great, where's he from? Niagara Falls or wherever?
Yeah.
Frank Peter Angelo goes, I see Ron Cook's the same guy as he was when I left here. So yeah. Like, he goes, I see Ron's still happy.
I didn't even know. Yeah, Ron.
We were dying. Remember that, Matt? He
goes, yes.
Yeah. I see he's still his cheery old self.
Well, he was like, was that Ron Cook?
Because
like, yeah.
He goes, I sat there for 25 minutes across from the guy. He didn't even say hello. He goes, same as he was when I left.
What would have been great is if he was somehow working on a column about the save.
I can't get a hold of this Peter Angelo. I've been trying. It was very Seinfeldian. I mean, it was.
Yeah.
He came in. He goes, is that Ron Cook in there? I go, oh.
I know.
I go, yeah, what happened? He goes, nothing. That's the whole thing. I sat across from the guy 25 minutes. Didn't say nothing to me. Nothing. Not one word. That's what Peter Angelo said. He goes, he's the same guy. Miserable. Man. That's what he goes. He goes, man. He said this on the air. He goes, man, is he miserable, man. Yeah. I just caught him on a bad day. Anyway, Jeff Hathorn, not miserable. We'll talk to him at 7. Pirates making moves. We start there and into a lot of other things. Jim, you're going to hear one of the all-time baseball classics today. You ready for it? Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. We're going to play that a little bit later on.
Whether you want to or not, apparently.
Yes, for sure. That's next. Fan Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.